is still out in Tampa, and we are ready for baseball as the Clearwater Threshers return to George M. Steinbrenner Field to take on the Tampa Tarpons. Welcome in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Sperber, the voice of your Clearwater Threshers, ready to take you on this nine-inning vacation we call the wonderful game of baseball. Last night, it was a little more than nine innings. A doubleheader. Threshers took game one, 8-0, their seventh shutout victory of 2024. And then that was followed by a 7-1 loss in game number two. Those are the first two games of the series with a lot of weather, bad weather, starting off the week. And we're hoping for better weather tonight here in game three of the third series between the Clearwater Threshers and the Tampa Tarpons. Starlin Caba is the leadoff man for the Clearwater Threshers. We'll give you the Threshers starting lineup shortly. And he's going up against Chase Hampton, number three ranked prospect for the Yankees. He was in Tampa last season and now is making a rehab assignment as the undrafted free agent returns to single A. He starts off Starlin Caba with a fastball low and away, and we're underway here on Friday night in Tampa Bay. 1-0 the count to Caba. Inside and low on the breaking ball, and now the count is 2-0. Caba made his debut in game one of the doubleheader. Second pitch he saw in single A ball, he turned into a single and stole two bases after that. 3-for-3 and 1-for-3. 3-for-3 in steals with a walk, 1-for-3 with a hit and a run scored. Now a 3-0 count to Caba as Hampton winds and fires. Fastball does the trick, and the get-me-over heater drifts into the inside part of the plate. It's a 3-1 count to Starlin Caba. He's 5'9", 180 pounds from Bonao in the Dominican Republic at 18 years old. 3-1 the pitch. This one hit into the gap, high in the air, out to left center field. Morales and Castillo converging, and it's Kobe Morales who makes the grab in left field for the first out of the ball game. So one gone here in the first. Starlin Caba with a fly out to left. He's the Threshers' leadoff hitter. And now Devin Saltabon, who typically hits in the two spot for Clearwater, is stepping up to the plate. Here's the rest of the Threshers' lineup with T.J. Walton on deck in the three spot and the designated hitter Eduardo Tait hitting cleanup. First pitch to Saltabon. Check swing on the upstairs fastball. Appeal to Gabe Vargas confirms he did not go. It's a 1-0 count to Saltabon. After Tait is Raylan Heredia batting fifth. Hitting sixth is Bryson Ware. Diego Gonzalez bats seventh. Louis Albrecht eighth and Avery Owusu-Asiedu ninth as the fastball hits the outside corner for a called strike one to Devin Saltabon. Saltabon is the active leader for the Threshers with 11 home runs, and he is third on the team overall in RBIs with 37. 1-1 cut on and missed on the slider, and it's 1-2. Saltabon was an outfielder in high school, did not know the Phillies planned on converting him into an infielder, and the 19-year-old played all of his complex leagues games at shortstop before moving to second base this season with pretty good success for the first half champion Threshers. 1-2. Popped up high in the air, drifting foul down the first baseline. Straddling the line is Hasso. He makes the catch going into foul territory for the second out of the first inning. Two away for T.J. Walton now, third hitter for the Threshers on a five-game hit streak. And let's set the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Dylan Hasso just made the catch at first base. He's next to George Lombard Jr. in second. Roderick Arias is the third baseman, the shortstop, and Hans Montero is playing third. First pitch to Walton's cut on and miss. Fastball for strike one on the outside edge. In the outfield for Tampa, Kobe Morales in left, Jackson Castillo in center, Willie Montero in right, with Josue Gonzalez as the battery mate of Chase Hampton, who sends the fastball in and is fouled towards the right field line by Walton, deep in the seats, and it's 0-2. Threshers enter the day at 51-41 overall, 8-18, though, in the second half. It's been a pretty tough stretch for Clearwater since clinching the first half on an eight-game win streak that ended in Jupiter. 0-2, back up the middle, almost takes the head off of Hampton, but is picked up on the outfield grass by Lombard. He flips to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning for the Threshers. Walton was pretty close to getting his sixth straight game with a hit with that knock up the middle, but it ends up in a ground out as the Threshers go down in order, sending us to the bottom of the first inning, where the Tampa Tarpons grab the bats for the first time against Micah Ottbright when we come back.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Bottom of the first inning here in Tampa, scoreless so far, and Micah Ottbright starting for the Threshers, aiming to keep it that way. He'll start off his day against George Lombard Jr., the fastball that misses outside for a 1-0 count. Scoreless in the top of the first, Ottbright comes to the mound for the 15th time this season, all starts for the Threshers. 5.51 ERA and a 3-7 record in 65 and a third innings. Lombard lifts a fastball high and foul down the left right field line, and it's 1-1. Ottbright brings a four-pitch mix to the table, mid-90s fastball that usually sits around 94. Curveball, slider, and a change as well for Micah. He's got a 1-1 count to Lombard, and the pitch is on the outside quarter on the slider, called strike two, one ball, two strikes. Jeremy Rada is the home plate umpire, calling balls and strikes. Gabe Vargas is manning the bases for the umpire crew. 1-2 to Lombard, slider missing up and away. It's a 2-2 count to the Yankees' first-round pick in last year's draft. Initially from Miami, was expected to go to the University of Miami before the Yankees got him in the first round and paid him around $3 million. To stay a Yankee. 2-2 the pitch, slider again. This time it misses outside, and the count goes full to Lombard Jr. Ottbright was a fourth rounder in 2021, had some injury plagued first three seasons, but it's been great to see him healthy and pitching well for the Threshers. 3-2 pitch lined into center field, rolling towards Owusu Asiedu, who scoops it up, and it's a leadoff single for the Tampa Tarpons as they pick up the first hit of the ballgame. George Lombard Jr. is on first, and now Roderick Arias is the two-hitter stepping up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. Here's the rest of the Tarpons lineup, which has Dylan Hasso following Arias on deck in the three spot, and Jackson Castillo is in the hole hitting cleanup. Willie Montero bats fifth, Hans Montero batting sixth, no relation. Josue Gonzalez seventh, Kobe Morales eighth, and Tomas Frick the nine-hitter. High chopper foul down the first baseline, bouncing off the wall and ricocheting into right field for strike number one. Roderick Arias, one of the Yankees' top-rated hitting prospects from the Dominican Republic, a switch hitter with seven homers and 51 RBIs on the season. one of just six current players in the Florida State League with 50 or more ribbies on this season. 0-1 the count to Arias, with Lombard taking a lead off of first. He bounces right back to the bag on the pickoff attempt by Micah Ottenbright. And Lombard's second full season, or first full season as a pro, second overall. He has stolen 26 bases in 30 attempts. He's 30 for 36 over the last two seasons, playing most of his 85 games here with the Tampa Tarpons. Arias fouls off a breaking ball, and it's a nothing and two count to one of the Yankees' top hitting prospects. The home plate umpire comes out to hand deliver a baseball as two on Bright, as that one ricocheted off the catcher, Louis Albrecht. It's an 0-2 count to Arias now, with a man on first and 0-1 out in the bottom of the first inning. Should go to nine innings today, as the sun is still shining here at 6:42. And that is not something we've been able to say in the last couple of nights here at Steinbrenner Field. Nothing and two to Arias. Curveball on the outside corner for a called strike three, but it's challenged by Arias and quickly upheld. A three-pitch K from Micah Ottenbright, his first of the day and 72nd on the season in his professional career. He has 80 strikeouts now. So one gone in the first, Dylan Hasso coming up to the plate, team leader in RBIs and home runs with 9 homers and 53 ribbies. Fastball floats to the outside corner, and it's an 0-1 count to Hasso. And here's the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. Bryson Ware over at first base with Devin Saltabon at second, Starlin Caba at short, and Diego Gonzalez over at third base. 0-1 to Hasso, slider outside, and the count evens at 1-1. In the outfield for the Threshers, T.J. Walton's in left, Avery Owusu-Asidu in center, and Raylan Heredia in right field, with Louis Albrecht doing the catching for Micah Ottenbright. Ottenbright has a strikeout already, but he's let up a hit, which is why Lombard is dancing around on first base. Fastball missing outside to Hasso. It's a 2-1 count. Mexican native is Hasso, 6'3", listed at 196, but he looks a whole lot bigger. Can play at first and third base, and he is the first baseman today for the Tarpons. 2-1 the count to Hasso. Ottenbright deals. Slider settles over the outside corner, evening the count at 2-2. This is Ottenbright's fourth career outing against Tampa, second in 2023. He is 0-2 in 10 2/3 innings against the Tarpons, with 13 strikeouts and 12 runs allowed. So the Tampa Tarpons have been able to get to Micah in the past. Both of those losses against the Tarpons came this year. Fastball misses for a ball. Lombard's off to second base. Throw a little bit offline, which is maybe the only reason Lombard was safe with his stolen base number 27. An online throw might have had him. That's how strong Louis Albrecht's arm was. But that ball was on the shortstop side of second base, and Saltabon had a longer way to go back on the sweep tag that was late on Lombard. So now the Tarpons have a runner in scoring position, and Hasso is sent down with a slider on the inside corner. Back-to-back strike three called from Micah Ottenbright, who has two punch-outs for the first two outs of the first inning. So Lombard still on second for the Tarpons, and now Jackson Castillo comes up to the plate for Tampa with one aboard and two gone in the inning. Castillo, a California native, lefty and lefty, was 0-3 with two Ks and a walk in the second game of the doubleheader. Castillo pops the first pitch fastball behind home plate and foul. It's an 0-1 count to Jackson. Lombard's on second with two gone here in a scoreless bottom of the first inning. Ottenbright, this season against Tampa, has gone a total of 8 innings and allowed 15 hits and 11 runs with 9 Ks against the Tarpons in 2024. Nothing and one is the count to Castillo, who takes a quick timeout with two gone here in the inning. Lombard, with a leadoff of first, being watched loosely by Starlin Caba, pinched up the middle and trying to distract the former first-round pick. Now it's an 0-1 count to Castillo, who is set as Ottenbright toes the rubber on the center and deals. 0-1, slider well blocked by Albrecht as that one landed in the dirt after crossing the plate, and it's a 1-1 count. Enbright was drafted in 2021 by the Phillies after posting an ERA of .64 in 54 and two-thirds innings in his final year of high school. Curveball bounces in and out of the glove of Albrecht, and it misses outside to bring the count to 2-1. But Enbright, this is really his first healthy, fully healthy season since that senior year of high school. Just pitched in two games for the Threshers in 2022 in his first full season. And save for a rehab assignment in the Complex League, which spanned two starts, he missed pretty much the entirety of last year. Now he's got a 2-1 count to Castillo, and he has been going strong for the Threshers all season long. Former high school draftee sets up with a 2-1, looks over at Lombard, who's off to third. Fastball gets by Albrecht and goes back to the backstop. Lombard turns, goes for home. Enbright covers, and the throw is in time. Louis Albrecht recovers on the wild pitch, makes a sliding stop, and fires a perfect strike to Enbright to end the first inning in dramatic fashion. George Lombard Jr. frustrated, but the right call was made by Jeremy Rada. So we'll see how that is officially scored when we get into the second. But thanks to some nifty defense from Lou Albrecht, this game is scoreless after one.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field, and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
0-1 count to Eduardo Tai. Now it's 0-2 as he swings and misses at the curve from Chase Hampton. Scoreless here in the top of the second inning, and the 17-year-old Panamanian catcher Eduardo Tai is up for the Threshers. He had a tough debut in Game 2 yesterday, and now the 0-2 from Hampton's a fastball upstairs. Count now 1-2. Tai still looking for his first hit as a Thresher with two Ks in an 0-for-3 night yesterday. He did have six homers and 49 RBIs in the Complex League before his call-up at the beginning of the week. 1-2, fastball missing outside, and it's a 2-2 count to Tai. He was one of the catchers on the spring breakout roster back in March. And since joining Clearwater in his second game, he is at third and fourth for Clearwater. And that might be why. This is a deep drive out to right field. If it stays fair, it's gone, but it drifts foul for a loud foul ball. And that is why Tait is already hitting in one of the key spots in the order, because he has tremendous power potential. Six homers in the Complex League in his second year as a pro. And now the 17-year-old awaits the 2-2. Curveball hit on a high chopper, foul down the first baseline, bounced off the dugout of the Tarpons. It's still 2-2. Hampton had a 4.50 ERA coming into today's game in his third rehab start for the Tarpons. Tait slices another fastball foul. It's 2-2. 0-1 record for Hampton as well as he returns to Tampa. The former undrafted free agent, been with the Yankees since 2022. Now their third-rated pitching prospect, partly because the Yankees traded away most of their minor league pitchers for Juan Soto. Tait gets swing and a miss on a high fastball, and that's the first out of the second and first strikeout of the day for Chase Hampton. Still no score here in the top two, and now Raylan Heredia comes up to the plate after a big day in game number one. Most of his power came on Wednesday of the doublehead, the game that finished on Thursday, as he was responsible for five of the Threshers' first six runs. First pitch he sees is grounded a short, backhanded by Arias. Quick throw to first in time for the second out of the second inning. Heredia 2-for-5 so far this series with five RBIs, a home run, and a triple. That'll bring up Bryson Ware with two gone and nobody on. And Ware is the RBI leader for the Clearwater Threshers so far this season with 41. A lot of focus in terms of the power in Clearwater's lineup was on Jordan Viers for the majority of the year. Ware's got some pop, but he's underneath this one. Pops the fastball up into left center field. Caught by Arias, and that will end the second inning. So a quick 1-2-3 in the top second for Hampton and the Tarpons. We stay scoreless heading into the bottom of the second inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by Bay Care. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Bay Care Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
1-0 the count to Jackson Castillo as we start off the bottom of the second inning here in Tampa. The 1-0 pitch turns to 2-0 as the fastball misses outside once again. Castillo is facing a 2-1 count on the wild pitch that ended up in the final out of the first inning as George Lombard tried to move all the way from second to home on the wild toss by Ottenbright. He sends a fastball inside. Now it's a 3-0 count to the Tarpon center fielder. He played in left in game two yesterday and center in game one. 3-0 the pitch. Get me over. Heater does the trick. Fastball down the middle, and it's 3-1. California native Castillo has 7 homers and 27 RBIs on the season, pairing with a .258 batting average and an on-base percentage of .362. 3-1 to Castillo. Fastball just below the knees, and that's ball four. So Castillo will shed the guards and head to first base on the first walk from either pitching staff. So leadoff man has reached in back-to-back innings to start the game for the Tarpons. Jackson Castillo aboard first, and now Willie Montero is up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. Castillo's on first. He's got 13 stolen bases in 17 attempts in his 74th game with Tampa. First pitch to Willie Montero, fastball outside, and the pitch is challenged as it's called a ball, and it stays that way. 1-0 the count. .64 Montero, 6 homers and 41 RBIs on the season. On base percentage, just under .300 with a .242 average. He's got Castillo with a short lead on first, and Ottenbright checks him out. Sends a throw to Ware, who doesn't apply the tag, as Jackson got back on the base instantly. 1-0 count to Willie Montero. Played both games of the doubleheader yesterday as well. 1-0 the pitch, breaking ball missing low, and it's a 2-0 count. In game number two, Willie was the center fielder. Walked and scored on an 0-for-2 afternoon. In game number one, in right field, he was 0-for-2, hit by a pitch. So he's reached base in each of the first two games of this series without a hit. 2-0 back up the middle, right to Saltabon. He'll sprint to second, tag the bag for one. Throws to first in time, and it's an unassisted double play by Devin Saltabon. 4-3 twin killing for the first two outs of the seconds, and Saltabon doesn't need help on that one. Called off Caba immediately as he sealed up the twin killing for the second out and first out of the second inning. Still scoreless here in Tampa. Hans Montero now up to the plate for the Tarpons as Ottenbright quickly into the windup and the kick and the pitch. Slider settles over the plate for a called strike one. Hans Montero played third and second yesterday, 0-for-3 in game two and game one. So a combined 0-for-6 with a strikeout in two games, the twin bill. 0-1 to Montero, hit back up the middle, glove by Ottenbright, who picks it up on a tough hop on the mound, walks it over to Ware, and the underhand flip secures the final out of the second inning. So two back-to-back great plays from the Threshers defense as the Tarpons are sent down in order following the walk and to lead off the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're scoreless heading into the third.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. Threshersbaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Threshers have been sent down in order in each of the first two innings of this scoreless affair here on Friday night in Tampa. One hit for the Tarpons. They've had base runners in each of the first two frames. And now we are into the top of the third. Diego Gonzalez rips the first pitch to short. Two hopper fielded by Arias. Quick flip to first. One pitch, one out. And that's been the case for each of the last three outs for Tampa, with Raylan Heredia also grounding out to short on the first pitch he saw, and Bryson Ware hitting a pop fly that was caught by Arias to end the second inning. So the last three outs have been first pitch swings for the Threshers to Roderick Arias. One gone for Louis Albrecht, a Washington native who began his collegiate career at Washington State before transferring to the prestigious junior college in Central Arizona. He takes a breaking ball low for a 1-0 count to start the game. Now Hampton, working quickly, deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 2-0 count. Albrecht, 5'11", 210 pounds. Started the season primarily on the development list. He was essentially the bullpen catcher for most of the first half of the season. And he's been able to get more and more playing time for Clearwater as he swings and misses at the slider to make it 2-1. Last couple games have been tough. Hitless in the last two series was Albrecht, including the one-game series he played against Fort Myers. He hacks one and chops it foul down the third baseline, 2-2. 146 hitter on the season with a three-run homer to his name for the Washington native. 2-2 the count to Albrecht, and here's the pitch. Slider well outside and low, 3-2. And the Threshers are on the verge of their first base runner. Albrecht played in five games in the complex last year after being signed as an undrafted free agent out of Central Arizona with an 819 OPS. 3-2, slider floats in there for a called strike three. And Ottenbright lets out a frustrated yell at himself. So two strikeouts, one in the last each of the last two frames for Hampton. And he is still throwing a perfect game in the first trip through the Threshers' order. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, a Wisconsin native who has lived in three different countries before he turned 10 years old. Born in England, then moved to Canada for a year, and then spent most of his young adult life in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He swings and misses at a slider, and it's 0-1. Owusu-Asiedu, a three-sport athlete in high school, but stuck to baseball, as that was always his great love in terms of sports. 0-1, fastball outside, and the count evens at 1-1. 1-for-2 with a walk and a steal in game two of the doubleheader, a total of 1-for-6 in the two games he's played against Tampa this series so far. 1-1 coming from Hampton, 3 on the pitch clock, he winds and fires. Breaking ball drops below the zone. It's a 2-1 count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Ninth round pick from the Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. It's been the regular center fielder has Owusu-Asiedu for the whole year. 2-1s cut on and missed on the slider. Now the count evens at 2-2. Bounced in front of the catcher, so Josue Gonzalez will get a new ball for his starter in Chase Hampton. Two balls, two strikes, the count, two gone here in the top third. We are still scoreless. Threshers looking for their first hit as Hampton sets up from the center of the rubber. 3 on the pitch clock again as he winds and deals. 2-2, hit back up the middle right to the second baseman. Lombard is there. Quick shuffle to first and a throw in time for the final out of the third inning. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Tarpons. Threshers have been sent down in order through their first nine. We have the bottom third of the Tarpons order waiting for us in the bottom of the third inning. Still no score.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the third inning here in Tampa. Number seven hitter for the Tarpons, Josue Gonzalez, leading off the frame. Still no score in the bottom third. Micah Odenbright powers in the fastball, catching the inside corner for a called strike one. Gonzalez, a 278 hitter on the season. No homers and six RBIs for the Venezuelan native. Odenbright winds and fires. 0-1, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. Gonzalez, one of the newer additions to the Tarpons roster, was not on Tampa's team when the Threshers last hosted the Tarpons back in June. He sends a high fly ball out to right field. Heredia drifts into right center, calls off Owusu Asidu to make the catch for the first out in the third inning. Gonzalez has been a Tarpon since June 28th. And is playing his 13th game with the club. One gone leading off the third inning, and that'll bring up Kobe Morales, who has played in first and left over the course of this series. First pitch coming from Odenbright, 5 in the pitch clock as he deals. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Morales, a 267 hitter with 4 homers and 44 RBIs on this season. 6'3" California native, hits from the left side of the plate. 1-0. Curveball just missing outside, and it's a 2-0 count. Tarpons have had a remarkably similar lineup for the first two games of this series, and Morales has hit eighth in all three of them. Two hits in five at-bats over the course of this series as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike one. 2-1 the count from Odenbright, a hit and a walk with two strikeouts so far in 2 1/3 for Micah. He winds and fires. Here's the 2-1. Fastball hit high in the air, drifting foul down the left field line. And no Thresher even makes a move for it, and it's 2-2. Walden took about 5 steps towards the foul line in left field before he realized that ball was not going to be in fair play. 2-2. Breaking ball low and in, well smothered by Albrecht. And now the count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes with one out here in the bottom third. Odenbright sizes up the hitter, rocks and fires. Payoff pitch popped up into shallow left field. Sprinting back is Gonzalez. Caba there as well, but it's Walton who gets there first, calls off the infield to make the grab for the second out of the third inning. More good communication from the Clearwater Threshers as T.J. Walton makes the play out and left on the pop fly. Two away for Tomas Frick, the catcher who's moonlighting as the designated hitter in today's contest. He caught in game one of the doubleheader and went 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. Started off the fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one. Just one hit is the only thing on the scoreboard so far. Well, that's coming from George Lombard, who's waiting on deck with a first inning single. 0-1 to Frick. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Frick's hitting .254 on the season with 2 homers and 17 RBIs, part of a large contingent of this Tarpa team that has remained widely unchanged since the end of June when they last faced Clearwater. Slider misses outside. It's a 1-2 count. And a ton of injuries, though, have hit Tampa. They have 10 pitchers on the injured list right now. And now the 1-2 to Frick. Slider again. This time it misses outside, and the count evens at 2-2. A couple of catchers on the injured list as well. Edinson Duran, Manuel Palencia. So it's really between Tomas Frick and Josue Gonzalez to do the catching. Frick faces the 2-2 from Odenbright, who sets up with 5 on the clock and deals. Fastball upstairs. Now the count goes full. Looking like a beautiful night here in Tampa after it has very much not been like that the last couple of days. Three straight days with some rain delays that have totaled over 8 hours. 3-2 pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. Slider upstairs, and Frick was fooled as Ottenbright punches out his third Tarpon of today and gets a 1-2-3 third inning. Tarpon sent down in order in each of the last two innings. We are tied at zero as we head into the fourth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Leadoff man for the Threshers is back. Starlin Caba taking a first pitch breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Caba flied out to left in his first at bat. He is 0-1, 1-4 so far in his Threshers career. Curveball drops below the zone, and it's a 1-1 count. Threshers still without a base runner through the first trip in the order. And the rehabbing Chase Hampton going into inning number four, which must mean he's nearing the end of his rehab assignment. Here's the 1-1 to Caba. Swing and a miss. Underneath the high heat, and it's 1-2. Caba 1-3 in his Threshers debut, but his work on the bases might have been the most impressive. His fielding is maybe the main attraction of this top prospect as he takes a bouncing breaking ball for ball two, and it's a 2-2 count. That is something that jumped off the page right away. Ended up as the starting shortstop for the Phillies' spring breakout team back in March that lost to the Tigers in Lakeland. And the hitting is solid contact ability, but he had three steals and three attempts in game one of the doubleheader. Curveball to the outside corner. Caba knew it. It's a called strike three, and that's strikeout number three for Chase Hampton. So one gone, and that's going to bring up Devin Saltabon, who popped out in foul territory to first in his last at-bat. The Threshers still looking for their first hit of the game. One gone here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs to Saltabon, and it's 1-0. Saltabon walked three times in game one and went 1-1 with three runs scored. And now the 1-0 is hammered on a line out to left field, and down goes the perfecto. Saltabon sprinting around first base, takes a wide turn, but the throw comes in high from Morales, enough to keep Devin on first base with a one-out single. First hit of the day for Clearwater is a hard line drive out to left by Saltabon, and he picks up his second hit of the series. It was against the Tarpons that Salty hit his first home run on the road, and now he gets the first hit of the day, just a single though. 14 steals and 15 attempts for Devin. He leads off of first as the slider misses well outside to Walton. 1-0 the count. Five-game hit streak so far for T.J. Walton. He is 5 for his last 16, including the inning-ending ground out in the first inning. A hit in each of the first two games so far this week. Swing and a miss by Walton, and a transfer fumbled by Gonzalez allows Saltaban to take his 15th stolen base of the season and move to second. It's a 1-1 count to Walton with a runner on second now as the Threshers stolen base leader Saltaban gets steal number 15 in his 16th attempt. Very efficient on the base paths as Walton takes a quick timeout, now steps back in. He's got 3 homers and 15 RBIs, including an RBI single in game 1 here against Tampa. Now he faces the 1-1 count, one on, one out, in a scoreless top of the fourth. Hampton deals. Popped up high and foul down the first baseline, and it's 1-2. Walton drafted in the fourth round out of IMG Academy, one of the most prestigious schools for budding athletes, and most of guys on those teams are guys that are going to go D1 or go straight to the pros like Walton did when the Phillies picked him in the fourth round of last year's draft. 1-2 count as time is called by Hampton, who steps off, moving Saltaban back to second base. Devin resumes his lead with a 1-2 count on Walton and one gone and a scoreless top of the fourth. Hampton sets up. He looks over at second base with 5 of the pitch clock. He sends it home. Breaking ball kicks away from the catcher. Saltaban jogs over to third and stands up at the bag on the wild pitch with the count evening at 2-2 now to T.J. Walton. It will be a wild pitch that puts the Threshers on third for the first time today. And after their first hit of the game earlier in the inning, they have a chance for their first run of the game with Saltaban standing 90 feet from home plate. Infield pushing in for the Tarpons with a full count to Walton. Payoff pitch. Slider for a called strike 3, but it's challenged by T.J. Walton. And it's overturned. So Walton, with a correct call on the challenge, he will head to first on a walk, and now T.J. Walton has reached base in each of the last 6 games, tying his season-long on-base streak that ended when he got injured here in Tampa on May the 8th. So, now Eduardo Taillé has a chance at a big spot for the Threshers. The 17-year-old with runners on the corners and one gone here in the fourth inning. It's Saltaban on third and Walton a stealing threat on first. And he goes off to second. First pitch is in for a strike. High throw. Saltaban's going to come home and no throw back to the plate. A perfectly executed double steal as Devin Saltaban swipes home on Walton, 6th steal of the season, and the Threshers take a 1-0 lead. It's an 0-1 count to Taillé as Saltaban comes home with a steal of home, and Walton ends up on second on the double steal. So 1-0 count to Taillé now, still with a chance to drive in a run with T.J. Walton with good speed leading off a second. 1-0 the count to Taillé as Hampton sets up, looks over at second, and now he deals. Breaking ball in the dirt, stopped by Gonzalez as he smothers that one into the dirt, bringing the count to 2-0 on Eduardo Taillé. So a 2-0 count to Taillé, man on second, and nobody out. Or in one out, excuse me. 2-0 count to the Threshers DH. Top of the fourth inning in Clearwater, striking first. Hampton leaning in for the sign. He pulls back, loads up the ball, and sets at the belt. 7 on the pitch clock. He scans the runners. Takes a deep breath. 3 on the pitch clock now as he deals. 2-0 pitch popped up high in the air out to shallow right field. The second baseman Lombard Jr. drifts back, makes the catch right in front of the right fielder Willie Montero for the second out in the inning. So Taillé really getting underneath some of these balls here as he makes the second out of the inning. So 2 gone, and that's going to be it for Chase Hampton. 3 2/3 innings of work, 1 run allowed, a potential for another one, 3 strikeouts, a walk, and 1 hit. Call to the bullpen placed by Tarpons manager James Cooper. as the Tarpons will make the first pitching change of the ball game. An incomplete line for Chase Hampton, and the Threshers with a lead as the Tarpons send in a new pitcher. 1-0 Clearwater with a man on second and two outs.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and
Yoheldris Diaz, fresh off the injured list for the Tarpons. Back on the mound with a man on second and two outs here in the top of the fourth. One run across and a 1-0 lead here in the fourth inning for the Threshers as Raylan Heredia swings and misses at the fastball to start off the count 0-1. Hampton is still responsible for Walton on second base, but he threw 3 2/3 solid innings, one run allowed, one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. Yoheldris Diaz now comes up to the plate with two gone in the frame, and the 0-1 is in there for a strike on the fastball. Nothing and two now the count. Diaz in his now 10th appearance for the Tarpons. All out of the bullpen. He's 1-0, the 6.35 ERA. 8 runs allowed in 11 1/3 innings. Great diving stop by Josue Gonzalez to snag the wayward slider by Diaz, and it's a 1-2 count now to Raylan Heredia. He grounded out to short last time up, and now he's got T.J. Walton on second base with two outs in the inning. Walton, part of that great executed double steal that put the first run across. 1-2 now to Heredia. And Walton's off for third. Pitch misses for a ball. High throw. Sails into left field. Walton's got the steal, and now he's going to sprint home and get the run as well. An error on Gonzalez after Walton's second steal of the day makes it 2-0 Threshers as the pickoff attempt sailing into left field. So it'll be an unearned run for Hampton. Two runs, one earned for Chase in 3 2/3 innings. He's in line for the loss with the Threshers leading by two. Stolen base number 7 on the season, 2 on the day for TJ, who scores on the error to make it 2-0 Threshers. One error now for the Tarpons and a 2-2 count to Heredia. Here's the pitch. Hammer down the left field line. Dropped by the third baseman Gonzalez and or Montero, and he's got no play at first base with Heredia sprinting down the first base line. Hard to say if that's going to be a single or another error, but any way you slice it, Raylan Heredia is now on first base with two away. And it is going to be ruled an error, should be an E5, as Heredia reaches first with two gone here in the fourth inning. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. A hit apiece, two errors for the Tarpons, as Bryson Ware comes up to the plate for Tampa with a pop out to his name. He bends backwards and avoids the high fastball. 1-0 the count to Bryson. .205 average on the year, 9 homers, 41 RBIs for the utility player Bryson Ware. Began the season as mainly a third baseman and a shortstop, but has gotten the start at 6 different positions on the year. 2-0 the count, and it's confirmed on the challenge by Gonzalez, which was unsuccessful. And now Ware ahead of the count, 2-0. Two errors for the Tarpons, 2 runs in the inning for the Threshers. As Heredia leads off of first, he goes for second. Looking for stolen base number 9. The pitch misses outside. Heredia slides underneath the tag for his 9th stolen base of the year. And it's a 3-0 count to Bryson Ware. Good eye by Bryson on the heat there as Raylan Heredia takes advantage and picks up the Threshers' 4th stolen base of the inning. Or sorry, 5th stolen base of the inning. 3-0 count to Ware with Heredia now in scoring position. 2 gone in the frame, the pitch. Get me over fastball, doesn't work as it misses low. Ball 4 on the 4-pitch walk to Bryson Ware. Both runs are responsible, or Diaz is responsible for. Neither of them would be earned. And now the pitching coach, Preston Claiborne, is out to have a chat with Yoeldris Diaz, so we'll take a look at the rest of the Phillies' system. Complex League off today, and the Phillies had a banner day in the Dominican Summer League with the Phillies' red win over the DSL Giants Orange, 6-5 the final score there, and it took 11 innings, but the DSL Phillies White took down the DSL Nationals 9-8 in Boca Chica with a walk-off victory. In full season ball, Jersey Shore has a 1-0 lead on the Aberdeen Ironbirds in the top of the second inning in Shoretown. Rochester Red Wings trail the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3-2 as the Fightin's AAA affiliate leads on the road in the bottom of the second. Reading leads New Hampshire 2-1 in the bottom of the third. High fly ball from Gonzalez deep out to right field. Heels on the track for Willie Montero. Two-handed grab, and that ends the fourth inning. But a successful frame for the Threshers. They get 2 runs, one of them earned, on 1 hit, 2 errors, and 2 men left aboard. Clearwater strikes first. They lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, Then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
0-1 to George Lombard, who sends the second pitch of the fourth, high and foul down the right field line. Geez, I can't speak. 0-2 the count to Lombard, a 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One hit apiece, but two errors for the Tarpons have proven costly so far, with one directly leading to a run for the Threshers. Now it's 0-2 to Lombard as Ottenbright deals. Fastball outside, and Louis Albrecht gets a new ball for Ottenbright as that one landed in the dirt. It's a 1-2 count to George Lombard Jr. 2-0 lead for Clearwater. 1-2 count to Lombard starting off the bottom of the fourth. Ottenbright kicks and fires. Slider outside, and it's 2-2. He's been looking for that outside corner on the slider quite a bit. But Ottenbright has not been able to get it on all of his pitches. 2-2 the count to Lombard now as Ottenbright kicks and fires. Slider again. This one just tapped foul by Lombard. Barely got a piece of that slider in the dirt as he went fishing and fouled it off. Lombard has the only hit of the day for the Tarpons, a stolen base and almost another. He was caught coming all the way home from second on a wild pitch. High chopper down the third baseline, barehanded by Gonzalez, throw across the diamond, and it's in time. Diego Gonzalez with a highlight reel play, doing it all with his right hand and making the out on a barehanded, spectacular play from the hot corner. George Lombard Jr. robbed on some great defense by Diego Gonzalez, getting the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Roderick Arias, who was almost plunked by the curveball, bounces back to the backstop for a 1-0 count. That's the first pitch out of the zone that Arias has seen. He went down looking on three straight pitches back in the first inning. Arias, a 227 hitter, but seven homers and 51 RBIs on the season for him. He slaps a breaking ball foul, and it lands in the netting next to the Tarpons dugout, evening the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. And now the pitch. Slider to the outside corner, called strike, and it's 1-2. Arias, the top-rated Yankees infield prospect, only two position players ahead of him are outfielders Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. 1-2 now to Arias. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mike Ottenbright's curveball is back, and he makes Arias go fishing for it as he swings and misses on the looping curve. Fourth K of the day for Ottenbright, second out of the fourth inning. And half of Ottenbright's strikeouts have come at the hands of Roderick Arias. Two gone now for Dylan Hasso here in the bottom of the fourth, and the pitch, a slider outside, making it 1-0. Hasso has 53 RBIs on the season, 9 home runs, but he went down looking back in the first. 1-0. Fastball outside corner, called strike, and it's a 1-1 count. Hasso is at one of his 9 home runs against the Threshers this season. That came back at Bay Care Ballpark. Now the 1-1. Slider again, this time it's in the dirt, and it's a 2-1 count. Albrecht throws the same ball back to Ottenbright. 1-1 the count, or 2-1 the count to Hasso. 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the fourth. The pitch from Ottenbright. Slider bounced back up the middle, and it's backhanded by Saltabaum, and it's off his glove. Caba's right there, quickly picks it up, and a low throw knocked away on the pick by Bryson Ware. So that ball just pinballed around the Threshers infield, and it's going to count as a hit for now by Dylan Hasso. Saltabaum hit that off the heel of his glove. Caba quickly picked it up on the backup and made a lightning fast throw to first base, but Ware was unable to pick that one cleanly. And Hasso is on first with a two-out single, first hit since the first inning for the Tarpons. Two gone, and the first pitch to Jackson Castillo misses low. It's a 1-0 count. He walked in his only prior at bat, so he does not have an official one yet today. It is officially ruled a single, second hit of the game for the Tarpons, but they trail by two. 1-0 the count to Castillo with Hasso leading slowly off of first. Hammered foul by Castillo. Hard line drive on the fastball makes it 1-1. Hasso known for his power hitting, but he does have a stolen base this season. One steal in his only career attempt. And this is 85th game with the Tarpons in 2024. 1-1 the count to Castillo. Man on first with two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ottenbright sets from the center of the rubber. He winds and fires. Curveball, blasted foul, and it's 1-2. Sun still shining here in Tampa, and after the first couple games of this series, that is exactly what we like to see. 6 hours and 21 minutes of a rain delay yesterday after 2 hours the day before and 1 hour on Tuesday. So a lot of poor weather here in Tampa, but we're glad to have sunny skies for game three. Castillo ropes this on a line. Will it stay fair? It won't. It lands in the Threshers' bullpen, foul, keeping the count at 1-2. Could have been trouble had it stayed fair, but instead it'll just be a long walk back to first base for Dylan Hasso. One ball, two strikes the count. Two outs and a man on first. Threshers lead 2-0. The pitch. High fly ball in foul territory. Playable for Albrecht. He is in the on-deck circle, but he can't make the catch. And the inning continues. Should be an E2, but it is a 1-2 count on Jackson Castillo. They don't always call that an error. In the major leagues, that is an error every single time. But in minor league ball, they don't always call those high pop-ups behind the plate an error, though this one is attributed to Lou Albrecht for missing the pop-up. So an E2 keeps the inning going here in the fourth. First error of the game for Clearwater. One ball, two strikes, the count to Castillo, and the pitch. Slider, oh, I thought that was in there, but no challenge from Albrecht, so it's an even 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hasso on first in a 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the fourth inning. Onbright deals. Fastball upstairs. Now the count goes full. So Hasso will be off to second after this pitch. He is 1-for-1 in stolen bases. Onbright looking to finish off the fourth. Full count to Castillo. Hasso. Short lead off of first. Onbright checks him back with a pickoff attempt. Not in time. So the count is 3-2. Two gone here in the fourth inning. Onbright sets. And the payoff. Runner goes. Fastball hammered high, deep, and foul down the left field line. We'll do it again. That might have actually hit some of the numbers that the Tarpons have on display here in Steinbrenner Field. Three numbers of former Yankees are hidden around the stadium. Out in left field, you have number 4 for Lou Gehrig and number 15 for Thurman Munson. As the pitch is challenged, initially called a strike, and it'll stay that way. Fastball on the inside edge fools Castillo, and Ottenbright finishes off the fourth with his second strikeout of the inning and fifth of the ball game. Tarpons get a hit for the first time since the first inning. One error and one man left aboard as the Threshers keep it a 2-0 lead heading into the fifth.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Louis Albrecht fouls off the first pitch of the fifth inning. Yoeldris Diaz is back. Yoeldris Diaz, excuse me, is back for the Tarpons, who trail by two. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. 0-1 count to Albrecht starting off the fifth. The pitch from Diaz. Fastball missing outside, and the count evens at 1-1. Albrecht, Owusu-Asiedu, and Kaba to lead off the fifth inning for Clearwater, out ahead 2-0 here against the Tarpons in game three on Friday night. 1-1 the count to Albrecht, who went down looking back in the third. Diaz winds and fires. Fastball outside, challenged by Albrecht as it was called a strike, and now it's overturned, so it's 2-1 instead of 1-2. Smart challenge by Albrecht, and the catcher gets the benefit of the doubt as he now has the 2-1 count in his favor. 2-1. There's a strike. Breaking ball hits the outside corner. Now the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning as Albrecht leads off the frame. Diaz deals. Breaking ball low. And the slider fills up the count at 3-2. Lights are on here at Steinbrenner Field with still some sunlight out in the sky on a beautiful Friday evening. 3-2, fastball missing outside, and the leadoff man is aboard for the first time for Clearwater. So Lou Albrecht reaches on a walk, and that will bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who was 0-1 with a ground out in his last at bat. Albrecht on first base, not a stealing threat, but he's got a sizable lead as Owusu-Asiedu pulls back a bunt. Ball kicks away from the catcher Gonzalez, but Albrecht stays on first. New baseball coming to Diaz, and it's a 1-0 count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Six homers, 19 ribbies on the season for Avery. On base, just under 300. Batting average, just under 200. 1-0 now to Owusu-Asiedu. Here's the pitch. Diaz sent the curve in on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater in the top of the fifth. Fastball to the outside corner. Owusu-Asiedu thought about the challenge, but he kept it in his pocket, and now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Albrecht with short lead off of first as Diaz sets up from the stretch. 1-2. Outside, the ball goes through the glove of Gonzalez. Off to second goes Albrecht. He's in there without a throw on the wild pitch. Now man on second with nobody out in the fifth, and a 2-2 count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. That was the second wild pitch of the day from the Tarpons pitching staff. Now it's a 2-2 count to Uesugi with a man on second. The pitch from Diaz. Curveball doesn't drop, and it's 3-2 as that one misses upstairs. Full count to Avery. Albrecht on second. He'll likely stay there on the full count. And we go to 3-2. Diaz looking over at second base. Ball loaded up at the belt. Payoff pitch. Swing and a ground ball to short. Albrecht is in at third easily as the throw comes from Arias to first base for the first out of the fifth inning. Infield to push in for the Tarpons as Starling Caba has an RBI for his first. Let's try this again. Caba now has an opportunity for his first RBI as a Clearwater Thresher as a productive ground out for Uesugi brings Albrecht over to third. One gone and one on. First pitch to Caba. High chopper back up the middle, and it's gloved by the shortstop. Great play by Arias to get the out at first without allowing the runner to score from third base. And that's just Caba doing what you needed to do. But Roderick Arias, a quick reaction and a nice play up the middle of the field for the second out in the fifth inning. So now the infield will go back to normal depth with two gone for Devin Saltibon, who singled and scored the first run of the game on a stolen base back in the fourth inning. First pitch to Saltibon, curveball for the called strike, and it's 0-1. Devin's 1-for-2 on the day. Two stolen bases and a run after the fourth inning, or in the fourth inning, I should say, and his first steal of home. He now has 16 swipes and 17 attempts on the year, 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Gonzalez, it's 0-2. Albrecht is on third base. And Saltibon is at the dish, facing an 0-2 count, trying to drive him home. Two gone and a man on third. Threshers with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. The 0-2. Slider low, and it's 1-2. Bounced in and out of the glove of Josue Gonzalez, and Saltibon stays alive here in the fifth. Both runs for the Threshers in the top of the fourth inning. And a potential third waiting on third base. So it's a 1-2 count to Saltibon as Diaz winds and fires. Hit back up the middle by Devin. Arias is there. Scoops it up, shuffles towards first, makes the throw in time, and that will do it for the fifth inning. So the Threshers get a leadoff walk, but that is it. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left, and the Threshers lead it 2-0 at the halfway point of this Friday night game. 2-0 Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Willie Montero bounces the first pitch of the fifth inning right back up the middle, and Devin Saltabon can't handle the hot shot grounder up the gut. It's a base hit for Willie Montero for the third hit of the game by Tampa. However, the Tarpons trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So one pitch and one hit to start off the fifth inning, and now a different Montero, Hans, is coming up to the plate for the Tarpons. No relation for the two Monteros for Tampa, but they do seem to bat back-to-back quite commonly in this Tarpons lineup as Hans takes a curveball upstairs for a 1-0 count. Both are from the Dominican Republic, Willie hailing from La Romana and Hans from Santo Domingo, the capital. And they were both signed as amateur free agents in 2021. Slider missing outside to Hans Montero for a 2-0 count. He grounded out back to the pitcher on a web gem of a play by Ottenbright that ended the second inning. In his only other at-bat, he's 0-for-1. Willie Montero leads off of first as Hans grounds one foul, bouncing off the railing in the Threshers' dugout to bring the count to 2-1. Willie Montero back to first base as he was off on contact. 9 stolen bases in 10 attempts for the 19-year-old in 2024. With Willie in his fourth minor league season, actually playing his 200th minor league game today, he is 30-for-43 in stolen base attempts. Slider misses outside to Hans, and it's a 3-1 count. So congratulations on 200 minor league games for Willie Montero, who's aboard first base, being watched closely by Bryson Ware. 3-1 the count to Hans, 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch outside, ball 4 on the slider, and the first two in the fifth inning reach for the Tampa Tarpons. That will bring up the number 7 hitter and the catcher, Josue Gonzalez, but before that, Gustavo Armas is going to come to the mound and have a chat with Micah Ottenbright. Doesn't look like any Threshers pitchers are warming up as of yet in the left field bullpen, but that may suit change as Ottenbright is past 70 pitches into his fifth inning of work. We look to the Phillies system. Now let's take a look at the other four games in the Florida State League. Of course, the Threshers leading 2-0 over Tampa. St. Lucie hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals, and the Mets lead Palm Beach 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jupiter Hammerheads in a big home tilt against the Daytona Tortugas. Jupiter leads 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Fort Myers leading Dunedin 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning on quite a win streak. They have won each of their last six since the start of the Threshers series, and they lead 5-2 in the bottom fifth in Dunedin. Lakeland leading Bradenton at Lecom Park 3-1 in the top of the sixth. Josue Gonzalez takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count to the Tarpons catcher. Gonzalez represents the go-ahead run with both Monteros aboard. Willie on second, Hans on first as Ottenbright steps off for a quick timeout. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, but an 0-1 count to Gonzalez, who's 0-for-1 with a fly out to right field. Ottenbright scans the runners, 9 of the pitch clock as he goes home. Fastball just missing outside, and the count evens at 1-1. So now the Threshers have a righty loosening up in the bullpen. I believe it's Jose Pena, but it's a tough angle to see that left field pen from the press box here. 1-1. Gonzalez takes one the other way, base hit into right field. Willie Montero is held up at third because Heredia's got a cannon. The ball goes away from Albrecht, but Ottenbright is right there to back it up and keep the bases loaded on two hits and a walk, all coming in a row to start off the fifth inning. So Josue Gonzalez with his first hit of the series. He is on first with nobody out. That will bring up Kobe Morales, who flied out to left field back in the third. And a difficult situation for Ottenbright and the Threshers as Pena's warm-ups intensify out in left field. Tarpons also have a righty up in right field. Nobody out, and the base is jacked in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch from Ottenbright, high fly ball to Morales. Towards the corner goes Heredia. In foul territory, bounces off his glove and into the seats, and it's 0-1. And if Heredia had caught that, very likely that Willie Montero would have come home and scored from third base. So a blessing in disguise for now on the miss catch by Heredia. Won't be called an error. And it's an 0-1 count to Kobe Morales. Bases loaded, no one out, and the pitch. 0-1, cut out and missed, a nasty-looking curveball from Ottenbright. That fools Morales into swinging at an 0-2 pitch. Now it's 0-2. Bases loaded for the Tarpons. Willie Montero on third, Hans Montero on second, and Josue Gonzalez on first. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Threshers lead 2-0. Three on the pitch clock, Ottenbright deals. Trying to get the swing on the high heat. Morales doesn't abide, and it's 1-2. Ottenbright just looking for an out any way he can get it with the bases loaded. Still no one out in the inning, and Ottenbright has a 1-2 count on Morales. Five in the pitch clock, he deals. Outside on the slider, it's 2-2. Morales flying out to left in his last at-bat. Left fielder going the opposite way left for the left-handed batter. 266 on the year with four homers and 44 RBIs. Five on the pitch clock. Ottenbright is set. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Well blocked by Albrecht. And now a huge pitch coming up from Micah. A walk might very well end his night. But I'm sure that Marty Malloy doesn't want to bring in a new reliever with a bases loaded, no out jam. But we'll see where the 3-2 comes. Here we go. High fly ball, foul territory. We'll do it again. New baseball for Ottenbright as that last one is now a souvenir. And the count stays full at 3-2. Bases loaded. Nobody out for Kobe Morales. Hans Montero on second, flanked by Willie Montero on first and on third, and Josue Gonzalez on first base. Payoff again. And that's ball four. RBI walk for Kobe Morales, his 45th ribby of the season. And the Tarpons are on the board. Still the base is loaded, but a 2-1 lead now for the Clearwater Threshers. And we'll see if Ottenbright stays in the game. Looks like he will. As Tomas Frick now comes up to the plate with a go-ahead run on second. Hans Montero now on third, Josue Gonzalez on second, Kobe Morales on first after his 45th RBI. Fastball misses outside to Frick, and it's a 1-0 count. 2-1 the lead for the Threshers, despite the fact that they're getting out hit 4-1. But nobody in this game has an extra base hit so far. 1-0 to Tomas Frick, who went down swinging to end the third. 1-0 pitch. Slider outside, now it's 2-0, and Ottenbright having trouble finding the strike zone. With the bases loaded here. 2-0 the count. Ottenbright has walked three and struck out five so far in four innings of work. 2-0 the count to Frick. Here's the pitch. And the fastball low. 3-0 the count. And Ottenbright in a dangerous situation. With three balls, no strikes, and a tying run on third base coming home on the next missed pitch. Two walks already in the inning, also two hits, 3-0. Outside corner, that's strike one on the fastball. No challenge from the designated hitter, Frick. He'll move back into the right-handed batter's box with a three-run count. And you got to think Ottenbright's trying to throw one in the zone as Frick might not be too eager to swing on the 3-1. He is. High fly ball out to right center field. Heredia has it. This will be close. He makes the catch. Hans Montero breaks for home. Heredia with a great throw in, but it's not in time. And a sacrifice fly ties the game at two to make the first out of the inning. All runners tag up. Hans Montero ties up the game. Josue Gonzalez moves to third. Kobe Morales to second. And Tomas Frick gets RBI number 18 on the sac fly to right. That ties the game at two. One gone, no option for an inning-ending double play the conventional way, and Micah Ottenbright will now exit the game after four and a third innings of work. He allowed four hits, walked three, struck out five, is on the hook for two more runs, so Micah can't get the win, but he could get the loss if these runs score. and the Threshers can't get a couple more. That will bring in a new pitcher for Clearwater in a 2-2 ball game, and it is Jose Pena trotting to the mound with runners on second and third and one out in the bottom fifth. 2-2 the score, tie ball game in Tampa, and Jose Pena coming on to pitch when we come back.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
First pitch to George Lombard, rolled back up the middle, and it's a two-run single. And the throw home from Owusu Asidu goes out of play. Albrecht back to the wall to get it. Rifles a throw to third, and it goes into the outfield. Lombard heading for home. Walton, the throw, not in time, and everybody's safe. I don't know how many errors are going to be on that one, and we're talking about a Little League home run, as that one was just wild. A hit up the middle. The throw home went to the backstop. The throw to third went to left field. There's got to be at least two errors on that play as the Tarpons take the lead with three runs on something. I don't even know what to call that one. Four runs attributed to Onbright now is Roderick Arias grounds the next pitch to third, picked up by Gonzalez, rifle to first for the second out in the inning. It is going to be ruled an RBI single for Lombard, and a couple errors, I think. I'm not seeing any errors listed. And Lombard, on a bunch of bad throws, went all the way home, did get an RBI. 5-2 the score as Dylan Hasso now up to the plate for the Tarpons. 5-run inning for the Tarpons. They now lead by 3 as Hasso takes the fastball for a called strike. 1-1 the count to Roderick and a 5-2 lead for the Tarpons here in the fifth inning. Pena, who will be charged with one of those runs. Hasso fouls it off, and it's 1-2. Couple of errors on the play. Not sure who they're going to be charged to, though. But two more errors come across for the Threshers. They have 3 to the Tarpons, 2 errors. 5-2 lead for Tampa, 1-2 to Hasso. Slider outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strike to Hasso, one gone here in the fifth. The pitch hit on a soft line drive back up the middle for Saltaban, who makes the running grab, and that will end the inning. 8 batters come up for Tampa. And five runs come home. Two of them are unearned. Runs coming on three hits, two errors, and nobody left aboard. 5-2 Tampa as they have a three-run lead heading into the sixth.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Threshers had a lead for about an inning, and now it's evaporated before their eyes on a wild sequence that led to three runs after the game was tied at two. Score is 5-2 now with T.J. Walton facing an 0-1 count, leading off the top of the six against Yoeldris Diaz. Walton takes it the opposite way and a base hit into right field on the breaking ball from Diaz. Second hit of the game for Clearwater. Their first since the fourth inning, and Walton has now hit safely in a career-best six straight games. T.J. Walton has been so good for the Threshers since coming back from the injured list, and he was really starting to click before he went down against Dunedin as Tyeet slams a fastball foul down the left field line, 0-1, excuse me. O-1 to Tyeet with Walton taking a short lead off first. He's got two steals already. A half swing, enough to go around on the high fastball, and it's 0-2 to Eduardo Tyeet. He's 0-2 so far today, 0-6 so far in his Threshers career. And the 17-year-old catcher playing as the DH tonight as a righty warms up in the bullpen for both teams. 0-2. Breaking ball low, bouncing away from the catcher Gonzalez, but not far enough to send T.J. Walton to another base. He has two stolen bases today, 2-for-2 in steals today, 3-for-4 so far this series, and Walton has stolen seven bases on the year. 1-2 to Tyee. Nobody out here in the fifth, or the sixth. The pitch, check swing as the slider floats inside and misses. 2-2. High chopper back up the middle. Walton sprinting it out, heads to second, and the ball bounces off the glove of the second baseman Lombard. Might be the third error of the game for Tampa as Tyeet advances to first base on the misplayed ground ball. We'll see how they score it. And that might be the first hit of the single-A career of Eduardo Tyeet. And that's going to be it for Yoeldris Diaz as James Cooper makes the call to the bullpen on his way out to the pitching mound. Diaz can win the game if this inning stays scoreless, but cannot lose it. He exits without a run allowed in an inning and a third. As a new pitcher comes in from the right field pen for Tampa. First to reach in the six for the Threshers. And they'll be greeted by a new pitcher when we return. Two on, nobody out in the top of the six. Threshers trail 5-2 when we come back.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Raylan Heredia up at the plate representing the tying run. He already has driven in five ribbies this series with a three-run homer and a two-run triple in game one yesterday, though technically the RBIs were all on Wednesday. Two aboard and nobody out for Raylan as he takes a curveball that drops out of the zone for ball number one. Heredia is 0 for 2 today, but he reached on an error and stole third base back in the fourth. He's got Tait on first and Walton with great speed on second. 1-0. Hit on the ground, foul, bouncing into the Threshers' dugout on the third base side. Count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike count to Raylan, who's hitting 246 on the season with seven homers and 35 RBIs. RBI mark puts him fourth on the team behind Ware. Jordan Vyer is now up in high A, and Devin Saltabon. Slider outside and low. It's a 2-1 count to Heredia. Heredia, 20 years old, played 18 games with the Threshers last year, 23 if you include the playoffs. Drove in eight runs and slugged .410 in his first taste of single-A ball last season. 2-1. Check swing. Did he go? He did. It's 2-2. Slider fooling Heredia into the half swing. So it's a two-ball, two-strike count to Raylan, with two aboard and nobody out in the sixth. Threshers trail 5-2, being out hit 5-3 with three errors to Tampa's two. Curveball bounces away from the catcher. Both runners will advance. It's going to be a pass ball as Walton slides in safely at third, and Tait moves to second base on the passed ball. That was just a low breaking ball that just squirted in between the legs of Josue Gonzalez. And now the Threshers have two runners in scoring position with a full count and nobody out against Raylan Heredia. OCL Rodriguez deals. Heredia hammers this one deep out to left field, and this game is tied. A rocket off the bat of Heredia, his second homer of the series, ties this game at five, and that ball got out of here in a hurry. Second three-run jack of the series for Raylan. Eighth homer of the season. Third coming at this very ballpark. And we're tied at five. I just want to see the exit velocity on that one because that ball was absolutely crushed by Heredia. So a brand new ball game as Bryson Ware fouls a slider off of the catcher. And Jose Gonzalez took that in the lower body. As it's an 0-1 count with home plate umpire Jeremy Rada delivering the baseball directly to the new pitcher. So the three-run jack closes up the line for Yoeldris Diaz. He won't get a decision today. Two runs allowed on two hits with two walks and no strikeouts in an inning and a third. The run by Heredia charged to Osiel Rodriguez. Jordan Gostola out on the field, just checking on his catcher, Josue Gonzalez, but he's got his mask back on and will head back behind home plate. Nothing but one that count to Ware, who is 0-for-1 today with a walk in his last at bat. He takes the fastball low, and the count evens at 1-1. 5-5 the score as Osiel Rodriguez just allowed a three-run moonshot to Raylan Heredia. Surprisingly, only 395 feet, but an exit velo of 103 miles an hour off the bat for Raylan as Ware sends a much slower ball into the right field seats. In foul territory, it's 1-2. 1-2, the count. Rodriguez sets from the center of the rubber and deals. 1-2, slider cut on and miss, and there's the first out of the sixth inning. The fourth strikeout of the day for Tarpon's pitching. Three of them coming from Hampton in the bullpen, getting there first as Osiel Rodriguez strikes out Ware. That will bring up Diego Gonzalez, who is 0-2 on the day. First pitch to Gonzalez, just catching the outer corner. And it's 0-1 on the called strike. Diego, 0-2, fly out and a ground out in his prior two ABs. 5-5 the score. And now the pitch. This one hit on a hard line drive, deep out to left field. Will it stay fair? It will not, and it's 0-2. First three batters of the inning, all recorded hits for Clearwater. They have four on the inning now. Nothing into the count to Gonzalez. One gone in the pitch. He squirts one the other way towards second. Lombard is there. Throws it a first in time for the second out of the inning. Two down for Louis Albrecht, who is 0-for-1 today. Walked in the fifth inning. And now has a chance to keep the rally going for Clearwater. It stalled a little bit after the Heredia homer. And now there are two outs here in the sixth. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball hit into the gap in a right center field. Sprinting towards it is Montero. He's not going to get there, and that ball is going to roll to the wall. Fielded off a pair of hops by Castillo. He'll throw it into the cutoff man as Louis Albrecht stands up at second with a two-out two-bagger. First pitch he sees from Osiel Rodriguez, he hammered it into right center field, and the double puts the go-ahead run on second with two gone here in the sixth. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Who is 0-for-2 today with a pair of ground outs. Six homers, 19 RBIs on the season for Avery, and he's got the go-ahead run on second in Albrecht. Not a guy who's going to push the pace with his speed, but Albrecht can get around in a hurry and likely will if a two-out ball sails into the outfield. This one sails into foul territory down the first baseline. Breaking ball fouled back by Avery, and it's 0-1. Two ground outs for Owusu-Asiedu, a three-sport athlete playing basketball and soccer in his high school days before committing fully to baseball by way of a Division I college commitment at Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. Slider taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. His parents were athletes. Mother played basketball. Father played soccer when they grew up. And Owusu Asidu continued the athletic tradition in spades. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the slider. That's strike three. But plenty of damage done for the Threshers in the sixth. First three batters reach with a hit, and they're all cleared on a three-run home run by Raylan Heredia. Four hits in the inning for the Threshers. Three runs scored. One man left aboard. And we are all square here in Tampa. 5-5 the score. Bottom of the sixth next.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're all square with eight of the game's 10 runs coming in the last two half innings. A five-run bottom fifth for the Tarpons, and then a three-run jack by Raylan Heredia to tie things up at five, where we stand in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jackson Castillo takes the first pitch from Pena from a ball, and it's a 1-0 count leading off the bottom of the sixth. Jose Pena rocks and fires. Fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Pena played his high school ball at Tampa Prep before the Phillies drafted him in the sixth round of 2021. Grew up around Lakeland and used to go to Flying Tigers games as a youth. Breaking ball missing outside. It's a 3-0 count now to Jackson Castillo, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Pena, in his 24th appearance of the season, 4-1. With a 489 ERA in just over 40 innings. 3-0 the pitch outside, and that's ball four. First four pitches of the sixth inning miss, and Castillo has his second leadoff walk of the ball game, beginning the sixth with a free trip to first base. That'll bring up Willie Montero, who singled and scored in the fifth, but he grounded out into a double play in the second inning. Threshers shifted for two, hoping that Willie sends a similar ground ball up the middle to Devin Saltaban or Starlin Cabba. First pitch to Montero, slider in the dirt, and it's a 1-0 count. Slider's one of four pitches thrown by Pena, a fastball that can get up to 96, hits around 94, 95, splitter curve and a hard slider that touches 90 at times, usually stays in the upper 80s. There's the fastball that misses, catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And Pena likens the slider of his to kind of a mix between a slider and a cutter. Now he's got a 1-1 to Willie Montero. Instead, he spins and fires to first. Pickoff attempt not in time as Jackson Castillo is in without a tag. Castillo has 13 steals in 17 attempts this season. He's 15-for-19 in his two seasons as a pro. Off for second is Castillo. Fastball misses, high throw, and not in time. That's the second time where Albrecht got the throw in time, but it was just sent to the wrong part of the bag. And Jackson Castillo has his 14th stolen base of the season, moving himself to second. 2-1 count now to Willie Montero. 5-5 ball game with a go-ahead run on second in the bottom of the sixth for the Tarpons. 2-1. High fly ball, foul down the first base line, and the count evens at 2-2 as that one may have left the stadium. Looks like it landed on the roof. A couple fans hanging with their hands on the other side of the roof trying to wait for the ball to drop. 2-2 now to Montero, man on second and nobody out in the sixth. Pena deals. Fastball just missing outside. Now the count goes full at 3-2. We'll see how creative the Tarpons get with a speed demon on second base in Jackson Castillo, who's second on the team in stolen bases this season. Castillo's off for third. The pitch, fastball outside, and that's ball four. Second stolen base of the day, 15th of the season for Castillo, as he advances without a throw on the second consecutive walk from Jose Pena. That'll bring out Gustavo Ormas to come have a chat with Jose. Louis Albrecht out there to join. And we'll take a look at the Major League scoreboard during the mound visit. We're on no... Oh, that was yesterday. In the Phillies game, they're back at the bank, have a 3-1 deficit going against the surprising Cleveland Guardians, who have a 61-41 record, lead the Phillies 3-1 in the top of the seventh at the bank. Yankees and Red Sox are deadlocked in a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning over at Fenway Park for the Tarpons Major League affiliate. Twins and Tigers in Detroit. Twins lead 8-2. At the seventh inning stretch, Rays and Reds square at 2 in the first game in the post-Randy Arozarena era for the Tampa Bay Rays. Top of the seventh, 2-2 tie against the Cincinnati Reds. Hans Montero now up to the plate for the Tarpons. Two on, runners on the corners with nobody out. 5-5 the score, and the run goes to second, but the stolen base will have to wait for Willie Montero, who will head back to first as Hans fouls off the breaking ball from Pena, 0-1. Padres trail the Orioles 2-0 after a no-hitter last night for Dylan Cease in San Diego. Bottom of the fifth at Camden Yards. 4-3 lead for the Blue Jays over the Rangers in the bottom four. Mets, who just made a trade for Ryan Stanek, lead the Braves 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth in Queens. Cubs and Royals are scoreless in the top second. Fastball hits the outside corner, and it's a called strike 2 to Hans Montero, 0-2 the count. Another scoreless game in Houston. They've got the Dodgers in the top of the second inning. Also top second in Milwaukee, where the Marlins lead the Brewers 3-0. Bottom of the first inning, a scoreless tie between the Cardinals and Nationals in St. Louis. 0-2 to Hans Montero, high chopper to second base. Saltaban is there, only play at first base as the run scores for Tampa. And it's 6-5 on the RBI ground out by Hans Montero. Castillo scores, Willie into second. And Hans will head back to the dugout with an RBI as the Tarpons lead the Threshers 6-5. That'll bring up Josue Gonzalez, who was 1-for-2, as we finish off the final bits of the MLB scoreboard. Last game in progress, the Mariners just acquired Randy Arozarena from the Rays, are celebrating. They put up 8 runs on the White Sox in the top of the first inning. Now we head to the bottom first. Gonzalez calls off Caba as he makes the catch on the pop-up from Josue Gonzalez on the cut of the outfield grass. So Gonzalez is retired by the pop fly, 2 outs in the sixth inning. 3 games in the major leagues yet to start at 9:40. Angels host the A's and Diamondbacks host the Pirates. Giants host the Rockies beginning at 10:15 in San Francisco. 2 gone, man on second for Kobe Morales, 6-5 lead for the Tarpons in what has been a wild last couple of innings. First pitch to Kobe, fastball at the knees for a called strike 1. Morales walked in a run in the fifth and is 0-for-1 on the deck. Currently it's 6-5 Tarpons, each team with 5 knocks, Three errors for the Threshers, two for Tampa. Nothing and one the count to Morales. Two gone here in the bottom sixth. Pena spins and holds the throw, making sure Willie Montero stays on second base. Oh-1. Hit on the ground towards second. Saltabon fields the worm burner, sends it to first base. Low throw, but picked clean by Ware, and that'll do it for the sixth inning. But the Tarpons surge ahead on a ground out. One run scored, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. 6-5 Tampa. We head to the seventh here at Steinbrenner Field.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Top of the seventh, top of the order for Clearwater in a seesaw affair here in Tampa. All 6 runs for the Tarpons coming in the last 2 innings. Threshers with 2 in the fourth and a 3-run homer in the sixth to bring us to a 6-5 game. Starlin Caba takes a fastball from OCL Rodriguez outside for ball number 1. Caba looking for a hit. He's 0-for-3 today after a 1-for-3 performance in his Threshers debut yesterday. 1-0 to Caba, outside on the heat, and it's 2-0. His hit technically came on Wednesday on the second pitch of the game in the first inning. Ended up stealing 2 bases and scoring for the rain. Paused the game at 6-0. Threshers ended up winning 8-0. Now it's 6-5 with no one out in the seventh, and the breaking ball dives below the zone, making a 3-0 count to Caba. And this would be just what the doctor ordered for Clearwater, getting maybe their fastest runner aboard quickly with a 3-0 count on them already. Fastball up and away. That's ball 4 and a 4-pitch walk. Starts off the seventh inning and a dangerous runner aboard for the Threshers with Starlin Caba reaching for his second straight game as a Thresher. 3-for-3 in steals for Clearwater, 37-for-45. In the Florida Complex League, and Caba represents the tying run, leading off of first base with Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate. Saltabon is 1-for-3 on the day, singled, stole twice, and scored on a steal of home in a double steal in the fourth inning. He takes a fastball for a called strike 1. Caba was already on second base at this time in the first inning on Wednesday. And we'll see if he goes here. 0-1, Caba stays put. Slider misses outside. It's an even 1-1 count to Devin Saltabon. Saltabon, one of 2 players from Hilo, Hawaii, in the stadium today, the other being Ocean Gabonia, who pitched yesterday for the Tarpons. 1-1, Caba goes. Pitch misses, and the transfer bobbled by Gonzalez, and Starlin Caba has his 4th steal as a Thresher, sliding in safely and easily to second base. And it's 2-1. After the game yesterday, Saltabon and Gabonia were seen chopping it up behind home plate. 2-1 the count to Saltabon, and the pitch. Swing and a foul will tip into the glove of Gonzalez. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. The pitch, slider, low, and it's 3-2. On a 3-2 count in the last inning, we saw Jackson Castillo take third on a stolen base in an eventual walk to Willie Montero. We'll see if Starlin Cabba goes for the same thing. He's currently extending a short lead off of second, being held on by Lombard. Cabba's off for third. The pitch misses for a ball, and now he slides in safely with a stolen base. Deja vu all over again as the first two batters of the sixth inning and now the seventh each walk. Saltabon on first for the second time, and Cabba has two more stolen bases already on third base with nobody out. Tying run 90 feet from home plate, and T.J. Walton at the dish. Devin Saltabon, who's got plenty of speed at first, he represents the go-ahead run. Salty's already stolen two bags today. He's 16 for 17 on the season. And now T.J. Walton steps up to the plate for the Threshers. He spins a fastball foul down the right field line, reaching the seats, and it's 0-1. So two straight walks to start the seventh. Walton, 1-for-2, with a single and a walk in each of his last two at-bats. Each time he's reached, he's scored. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's 0-2. Saltabon on first, Cabba on third. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. And the Tarpons lead the Threshers by one. Each team with five hits. And now the 0-2 to Walton. The pitch holds up on the swing, but it's a called strike three. Slider catching the outside corner. Walton doesn't like it, but he doesn't challenge the call either, as he'll send himself back to the dugout on a three-pitch K. One gone in the seventh, and now it's Eduardo Tait's turn. Single and a run in his last at-bat. His first hit as a Thresher came on a hard ground ball up the middle that bounced off a Tarpons infielder. Now he's got a chance for his first RBI as a Thresher, and he sends a ground ball backhanded at first base. Quick throw to second, and it's in time after the bag was tagged by Dylan Hasso, and an unassisted double play, and a ground ball just hit to the worst possible spot on the field. So Tait with the 3-4-3 double play to end the seventh inning and keep the score at 6-5 in favor of the Tarpons as we head to the stretch.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Tomas Frick takes the first pitch of the bottom seventh for a strike from the newest Threshers pitcher, Luis Avila. He's only allowed two unearned runs so far this season. Both have come in extra innings, contributing to an 0-2 record. Now it's 0-2 as the fastball slaps the outside corner to drop the count to the hitter's worst enemy. Avila, in his 11th appearance for Clearwater after being called up from the Complex League on June 11th. 13 innings, 2 saves, 5 hits, 7 walks, and 12 Ks with 2 unearned runs allowed. 0-2, slider in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Avila with a fastball, changeup, and a slider. Spelling Jose Pena, who's in line for the loss, allowing two runs, one earned on a hit. Inning and two-thirds of work and 2 walks for Pena. Swing and a miss by Frick. Going after the slider low, and Luis Avila has a punch out to start off his 7th inning. 6th K of the game for the Threshers staff as Avila makes Frick miss ugly on a slider low, and that'll bring up George Lombard Jr., who is 2-for-3 with a stolen base and a run and an RBI. Had one of the weirdest Little League home runs back in the 5th inning as he takes a strike from Avila on the changeup. He singled up the middle, drove in a run, and then the Threshers just kept throwing the ball and missing their targets. Lombard, with great speed, ended up advancing home on errors and throws from the Threshers to give the Tarpons a 5-2 lead. Now it's 6-5, and it's a 1-1 count to Lombard with one out in the 7th. Fastball up and away. It's 2-1. That one at 98, I believe, from Avila. Fastball usually averaged between 95 and 97. 21-year-old in his second year as a pro. 2-1 the pitch. Slider to the outside edge. Now it is 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one out. Avila sets. From the center of the rubber, he deals. 3-1, cut on and miss. Lombard well out in front of the fastball, and the count goes full at 3-2. One gone in the 7th, 6-5 lead for Tampa. 5 total errors with 3 from the Threshers, 2 from the Tarpons, and a 3-2 count here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Avila sets up with an 8 on the pitch clock, loads the ball to belt and fires home. Payoff pitch, cut on and miss, first strike 3. Lombard might have gotten a piece of it as Jeremy Rada made the foul tip motion on the strikeout, but anyway, do you slice it? That's 2 batters faced and 2 strikeouts for Luis Avila. 2 gone here in the 7th inning. Threshers trail by 1, and Roderick Arias now up to the plate, 0-for-3 on the day with a pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Righties up in both pens as Avila deals. First pitch outside, and the changeup misses to make it 1-0. Threshers look like they've got a righty starting to get loose, and an actively warming up righty is in the right field bullpen for Tampa. 1-0, fastball upstairs, but cut on and missed by Arias, and it's 1-1. The 1-1. Fastball misses. Now it's 2-1. Avila, here's the 2-1. Fastball hit on the ground, foul, landing in the Tarpons' dugout. Count evens at 2-2. 6-5 the lead for Tampa, here with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Midnight blue, night sky over the field in Tampa. Now the 2-2. Hit on the ground towards second. Avila's not going to get there, but Saltaban will. Makes the throw on the run before it's ruled foul, as Arias bounced that one off the plate to stay alive at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. Base is clear with two gone in the bottom seventh. Avila deals. Fastball, sliced foul, ricochets off the netting and rolls towards the Threshers dugout on the third base side. Count remains at 2-2 to the number four prospect, Roderick Arias. Two balls, two strikes the count, two gone here in the seventh. The pitch, fastball, sliced foul again. Three pitches knocked foul with two strikes on Arias. And we stay at 2-2. And enough kids in the crowd that it's always a commotion when a ball's fouled away because one of them is running around to try and find that foul ball. Looks like someone did. And the kids are pumped. 2-2 again to Arias, the pitch. Fouled back again. Four straight pitches knocked foul by Roderick Arias. Still a 2-2 count as Avila trying to end this inning in a battle of an at-bat to Roderick Arias. Pitch number seven. It's wave and a whiff, strike three. Luis Avila pulls the string with the changeup and strikes out the side in the seventh to keep the Threshers behind by a run. We head to the eighth inning here in Tampa. Tarpon 6, Threshers 5.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Top of the eighth inning here in Tampa. 6-5 the score. Tarpons ahead. And Jordy Luciano up at the mound against Raylan Heredia. Heredia hit a three-run homer in his last at-bat. And he takes a first-pitch fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Nothing in one to Heredia as Luciano deals. Swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2. Back-to-back fastballs have Luciano ahead of the count on the Threshers' right fielder. Jordy's 23 years old, signed from the Dominican Republic by the Yankees back in 2022. He has switched time between the Complex League and Tampa this year, making his 22nd appearance for the Tarpons in 2024. Slider taken for a ball. Now the count's 2-1 to Heredia, as I think the scoreboard misidentified a strike earlier in this at bat. Luciano has a 2-1 on Heredia, and the pitch hit on a ground towards third, short, backhanded by Arias, rifles the throw to first base, gloved by Hasso for the first out in the eighth inning. Roderick Arias has been busy in the field for the Tarpons. Luciano, though, has thrown 35 innings in 22 now appearances for Tampa. 1-3 record with a 5.91 ERA. 30 runs in 23 earned in those 35 and now a third innings of work. Bryson Ware up to the plate now for Clearwater with one gone here in the eighth. The pitch. Curveball to the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Ware 0-2 today. Did walk in the fourth inning, but he popped out and struck out in his other two at-bats. 0-1 the count to Bryson, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's nothing and two. Timeout called by Ware. 2.05 hitter on the year, leading the Threshers in RBIs with 41. Now it's an 0-2 count with one gone here in the eighth. Luciano leans in, looking for the sign from Gonzalez. Still looking with two on the pitch clock and sprinting out from behind the plate is Josue Gonzalez to avoid the violation. And just a quick refresher course in the signs, I'm assuming, for Jordy Luciano as Josue Gonzalez back in his customary spot behind the plate. 0-2 now to Ware with one gone in the eighth. The pitch. Fastball leaks out of the glove of Gonzalez. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. The pitch. High chopper foul. And into the Threshers' dugout. Count remains 1-2 to Bryson Ware. One ball, two strikes, one gone here in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers trailing by one. Now Luciano sets and deals. Way outside on the breaking ball. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Luciano deals. In the dirt on the breaking ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Diego Gonzalez waiting in the wings for the Threshers, trying to get Bryson Ware, who has been quite adept at running the bases this season, onto first base. Full count to Ware, one gone, and a big pitch coming from Luciano. He's locked and loaded, sets up at the chin. Three on the pitch clock. Ball loaded in the dark black glove. 3-2. And foul tipped. No, it's a strike three. Ware sprinting towards first base. High throw from Gonzalez caught by Hasso. Two gone. And I guess that ball knocked off of Ware's leg guard after he swung at it, leaking away from the catcher, but not far enough that it didn't work. That will bring up Diego Gonzalez, seventh hitter for the Threshers, coming up with two down in the eighth inning. Diego is 0-3 today with two ground outs, and he sends another ground ball foul down the third baseline. It's 0-1. He swung on the first two pitches of three of his four at-bats, but he's 0-3 with two ground outs and a flyout. 250 hitter on the year is Gonzalez, two homers and 17 RBIs and an on-base percentage of 352. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, eye level as it's caught by Gonzalez, 1-1. Different Gonzalez, I should say. Josue Gonzalez behind the plate and Diego in the right-handed batter's box. One ball, one strike, Luciano. Sets and deals. Fastball up and in. It's 2-1. Threshers trailing 6-5 here with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Each team with five hits. Threshers with three errors to the Tarpons, two. Two of the Tarpons' runs are unearned. One of the Threshers' runs is also unearned. Now the 2-1. Hit on a line back into center field. Castillo chasing. He's not going to get there, and it falls in for a base hit. Sixth hit of the game for Clearwater, and Diego Gonzalez extends the eighth inning with a two-out knock. And now the tying run is on first base as we have a pinch hitter coming to the plate for the Threshers, which likely means Luis Avila isn't going to come back. Not often that we see manager change catchers and then keep the same pitcher in, as Louis Albrecht has finished his day, 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. He'll be replaced by the left-handed hitting Jared Thomas with two gone in the eighth inning. Should be a straight swap as Preston Claiborne joins the entire Tarpons infield on the mound. Mound visit is over as Jeremy Rada comes out to break it up. So the tying run on first base, that's Diego Gonzalez. Jared Thomas, who has a three-run homer in this ballpark that came back in May. And he is now replacing Albrecht. So Jared Thomas at the dish. Two outs in the inning. First pitch fastball misses upstairs. It's 1-0. Gonzalez, two steals and three attempts this season. He's got a short lead off of first. 1-0, fastball outside. It's 2-0. Thomas, two homers and 12 RBIs on the season. Average a shade under 200 for the 15th round pick out of Loyola Marymount by way of Miami in last year's draft. Pickoff attempt at first unsuccessful as Gonzalez slides back in safely. Two-oh the count to Thomas. He was 0-for-3 in game one of the twin bill. Now he swings and misses at a fastball. It's 2-1. Gonzalez with a short lead off of first, slowly extending the lead towards second with two gone in the frame. 2-1 to Thomas now. Breaking ball, just catching the outside corner. No challenge, so it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. As Thomas awaits the pitch. Hit back up the middle, through the glove of the pitcher, and into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez turns on the gears and heads to third base. He'll get in there safely on the two-out single by Thomas. Even if Castillo didn't misplay that ball in center field, Gonzalez was on his horse heading for third as soon as that ball was hit. And now Starlin Caba will come up to the mound with runners on the corners and two outs. Avery Owusu-Asidu will come up to the plate with runners on the corners and two outs. Avery's 0-for-3 today. A strikeout in his last at-bat, preceded by two groundouts. He's got six homers and 19 ribbies on the season, and he needs one here. Tying run on third, go-ahead run on first, and Jared Thomas has sneaky speed for a catcher. Avery takes a fastball to the outside corner for a called strike one. Thomas has three steals in five attempts, leads all Threshers catchers with three swipes. Last year, Jordan Disson had five stolen bases by the end of the season. 0-1 to Owusu-Asidu, late swing on the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Thomas on first, Gonzalez on third, nothing in two count to Owusu-Asidu. And the Threshers will need a big pitching performance in the ninth as they try to keep it a one-run game if Owusu-Asidu can't deliver with the top of their order coming up to start the ninth. 0-2. Bouncing breaking ball, and that's going to get away from the catcher. Sprinting home is Gonzalez. He stands up scoring on the wild pitch, and it's 6-6. Tie ball game with two outs in the eighth inning. A true wild pitch by Luciano. Thomas moves on to second on the wild pitch, and we're square at six. One ball, two strikes, the count now to Avery. Tie ball game here in the top of the ninth. Two gone here in the eighth, and the pitch. Breaking ball low and away, count evens at 2-2, and a good eye by Owusu-Asidu to lay off that tempting-looking slider. 2-2 the count, two gone, And the tying run, or the go-ahead run, on second base. Red sliding mitt on the right hand of Thomas, who's eyeing the pitcher. Luciano deals, and another wild pitch. This one skips off the top of the glove of the catcher. Full count to Owusu Isidu with the go-ahead run on third base. Two wild pitches in this at-bat for Luciano, and now it's a 3-2 count to Owusu Isidu. First one actually ruled a pass ball. That scored Gonzalez. This one, I'm not sure if it's going to be a pass ball or a wild pitch, because that one was pretty high, but it did hit the glove of Josue Gonzalez. 3-2 is chopped over to short, picked up on a tough hop by Arias. Wings the throw to first in time, and that'll do it for the eighth inning. But the game is tied on a pass ball that scored Diego Gonzalez. Top of the Threshers order coming up in the ninth inning as they strand one on two hits with no errors and one run scored in the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth coming up, 6-6 the score, and it looks like Luis Avila will come back out for the eighth inning.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Dylan Hasso takes a first pitch fastball from Luis Avila, staying in on the catching change as Jared Thomas now enters the game defensively behind the plate after the pinch hit single in place of Lou Albrecht in the eighth inning. 6-6 the score. Hasso hammers this one to center field. Back goes Owusu Isidu, who makes it look easy as he circles the sphere and makes the catch for the first out in the eighth inning. So Hasso retired on a fly ball. One gone now for Jackson Castillo. 6-6 the score, bottom of the eighth inning. Seven hits for the Threshers with two in the eighth. Five in total for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Jackson Castillo, who has walked twice, stole twice, and scored the go-ahead run in the sixth inning. An RBI ground out by Hans Montero, who's still in the hole. First pitch to Jackson's a breaking ball low, and it's a 1-0 count. Now Avila, two different catchers in his second inning of work. 1-0, fastball eludes the glove of Thomas. Now it's 2-0. The count with one gone in the eighth. Castillo, 0-for-1 on the day with two walks, awaits the 2-0. Fastball inside, almost got him. And Avila looking slightly wild here in this at-bat with three pitches out of the zone against Castillo. 3-0 the count in a tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One gone, and the base is clear. Bullpens look relatively clear, except for the Tarpons, who look like they're starting to loosen up another righty. And it's a four-pitch walk to Jackson Castillo. And Avila with his first base runner surrendered on a one-out walk. Three Ks for Luis in an inning and a third. And pitch number 25 missed the zone. 15 to 25 pitches have fell in for strikes on these Tarpons. Now the first of two Monteros coming up in the eighth inning. Willie Montero with a man on first and one out. Single walked and scored, but he also grounded into a double play, which the Threshers are looking for in the shift again. Fastball outside corner for a called strike one. Saltaban pinched up the middle with Starlin Caba waiting in the center of shortstop position. Corkscrew grounder foul by Montero. It's 0-2. As you know, some fireworks going off well in the distance past the left center field wall. 0-2 the count to Montero. As Avila sets up the pitch. Now the 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Changeup completely fools Montero in a three-pitch punch-out. Fourth of the night for Avila brings the second out of the eighth inning. Two away now for Hans Montero, who drove in the go-ahead run in the sixth on a ground out, but is 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. That ribby was his 22nd of the season. As off to second goes the runner. Thomas fires in the throw. It's short. And safe at second with his third stolen base of the game is Jackson Castillo. Tying run now on second with a 1-0 count to Montero in the bottom of the eighth inning. It looks like the Tarpons will bring a new pitcher to the hill. And with a pass ball and a wild pitch in the last frame for Jordy Luciano, doesn't seem like a bad idea. 1-0 the count to Montero. Avila glances at second. And taking his time, he fires home. 1-0 inside, well grabbed by Thomas. As that ball looked like it was destined for the backstop, 2-0 count to Hans Montero. Two ground outs sandwiched around a walk for Montero, but the ground out to second in the sixth yielded a run scored. Now it's 6-6 with two gone in the eighth, and the 2-0 cut on and miss. Hefty hack from Hans, but he can't touch the heater, and it's 2-1. 16 stolen bases on the season now for Jackson Castillo. He's on second base with a short lead, being watched closely by Devin Saltaban. Two away in a 2-1 count to Montero. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit on a line to left field. That's going to fall in front of Walton. He's there. Runner comes around third. Walton fires home. It's cut off at the mound, and the run scores. Throw to second base, not in time. And it's 7-6 Tarpons on the RBI single by Hans Montero. Second RBI of the game for Hans, and the Tarpons take a lead on the first earned run allowed, by Luis Avila. 7-6 the score in the eighth, and a two-strike count to Hans Montero yielding a run. And now Gustavo Armas is going to come out to try and calm down Avila, who just surrendered the go-ahead run. He'd be in line for the loss. Luciano would be in line for the win. And now Josue Gonzalez is waiting in the batter's box for the next at bat. Six hits on the day now for Tampa and seven runs. Two outs and a man on second here in the eighth inning. Pressures with seven hits. But they trail by one. The top of their order coming up in the ninth inning. And everyone in the first eight batters of the order has reached at least once for Clearwater. So the Threshers need a clutch up. High throw on the pickoff attempt to second, and it's down and gets there in time. Devin Saltaban makes the snag and the tag to take out Montero on the caught stealing at second. But just before, Hans Montero got the run back. An RBI single with two outs in the eighth makes it a one-run ball game. 7-6 Tarpons, one run, one hit, no errors, nobody left. And now the ninth inning. The closer coming in for Tampa. They lead the Threshers 7-6 with the ninth inning next.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Luis Pacheco coming up to the mound, trying for the save as the Tarpons lead the Threshers 7-6 in the top of the ninth. Starlin Caba leading off the order and the inning for the Threshers, taking a first pitch fastball for ball one. Pacheco was signed earlier this year by the Yankees, the 25-year-old Venezuelan making his Tarpons debut after six relief appearances in the complex. Caba pops a bunt all the way into the seats past the Threshers dugout, and it's 1-1. Pacheco was initially a Philadelphia Philly, actually, signed by the Phillies to a minor league contract in 2016. Spent 3 years from 2017 to 2019 with DSL Phillies White before his final season in the Gulf Coast League before the Phillies released him in 2019. Breaking ball upstairs, it's a 2-1 count to Caba. Pacheco started his Yankees career in the Complex League. This is his first game above rookie ball for the 25-year-old, and he had a tough go of it in the FCL. 2-1 to Caba. Curveball missing outside, and it's 3-1. In six relief appearances, Pacheco had an 0-2 record, 9 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts in six relief appearances in the FCL with the Yankees. 3-1 to Caba. Fastball upstairs and outside. That is ball four, and the tying run reaches on another leadoff walk. Starlin Caba has now reached 4 times for the Threshers. He's walked 3 times and stolen 5 bases already. Stolen at least one bag each time he has reached for Clearwater, yet to be caught in the Florida State League. 5 steals for the Threshers so far as Caba leads off of first. We'll see how aggressive he gets with the game on the line here in the ninth. First pitch to Saltaban. Cut on and missed on the upstairs fastball. It's 0-1. Salty stole twice. He stole home to score a run in the fourth inning after he singled, or after he walked. Singled and scored in the sixth. And in his third game of the series, each time he has reached base, Saltaban has come across to score. 0-1. High fly ball out to deep right field. Towards the wall goes Montero. He reaches up, makes the grab for the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Saltaban hands on the helmet in disappointment as he really wanted to get one down for the Threshers there, but there's out number one in the ninth inning. That'll bring up T.J. Walton, who has one RBI already this series, has scored twice today on a single and a walk, also with 2 stolen bases in a 1-for-3 day. First pitch, fastball missing outside, and it's 1-0. 96 on the gun from Pacheco. So Caba yet to steal so far. Didn't try in the Saltaban at bat, and we'll see if he goes here. He's slightly extending his lead towards second, being watched by Hasso on first. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Walton on the fastball, and it's 1-1. Blown save, I believe, for Luciano. Two hits and a run, one strikeout, and one inning of work for Jordy. Now it's Luis Pacheco on the hill. One out and one on, and a 1-1 count to Walton. The pitch, off goes Caba. Check swing by Walton. Low throw, not in time, and it leaks into center field, but Caba will stay at second base as Jackson Castillo was right there. Six steal in six attempts on the series, and it's a 2-1 count to T.J. Walton on the fastball outside. So that's a big stolen base for Clearwater. Takes the double play ball in the conventional sense out of the question as Starlin Caba staying on a knee over at second base. Now he gets up as Walton, the count's now 1-2. As it was ruled, he went around by the bases ump Gabe Vargas. Caba leading off of second, dancing around, trying to distract the pitcher. Looks like it worked, as it's a pitch clock violation on Luis Pacheco. The count now even at 2-2. And Pacheco, last time he was in the minor leagues, there was no pitch clock. So we'll see if he needs more of an adjustment to it. 2-2 to Walton. Slices the fastball high and foul. Count stays at 2-2. Pitch clock implemented in 2022 when Pacheco was out of baseball playing in the Mexican League. Now, pitch clock is a big part of minor league and major league baseball. 2-2 to Walton. Swing and a miss. And Walton didn't realize the ball got out of the glove of the catcher. Drop third strike. Brings up out number two. And now it all comes down to Eduardo Taillé. The two youngest players on the Threshers have the potential to win this game. Or tie this game, I should say. Eduardo Taillé, 17 years old, at the dish for the Threshers with one hit in four at-bats tonight. On second base is the 18-year-old Starlin Caba, who is, with his speed, likely a single away from tying this game. Fastball inside to Taillé, and it's 1-0. Single and a run in the sixth for Eduardo. And a 1-0 to Taillé. High fly ball, foul down the left field line. It's 1-1. Last chance for the Threshers is Taillé. They trail 7-6 with two outs in the ninth. Caba on second with a lefty at the dish. He's unlikely to try and take third, though he has stolen six bags already this series. 1-1 the count to Taillé as time is called by Pacheco. Puts his hat back on and now toes the rubber with a 1-1 count on Taillé. Two gone in the ninth. Caba with a big lead off of second, being watched closely by Arias. He steps back, the 1-1. Hit on the ground towards first, and it's foul, bouncing off the Tarpon's dugout railing. And now Taillé down to his final strike. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the ninth. Taillé just looking to find green grass on the 1-2. Pacheco deals. Popped up. This should do it. It could be a no-man's land, though. Everyone running for it. It's Castillo who runs all the way in from center field to secure the catch and the victory for the Tampa Tarpons. Threshers got a leadoff walk, but left at least one runner stranded in each of the final six innings. And they fall 7-6 in Tampa to the Tarpons. Avila suffers his third loss of the season. The victory goes to Jordy Luciano despite allowing the tying run. The save to Luis Pacheco, his first as a member of the Yankees organization. 7-6, the final score. And we'll give you a quick recap before we send you home for the evening. The game stayed scoreless until the third, which began with a one-out hit by Devin Saltabon. First hit of the game for Clearwater. He stole second and moved to third during T.J. Walton's at-bat. After Walton walked and stole second, Saltabon immediately took off from third, stealing home on a double steal to plate the first run of the game. Two batters later, Walton stole third and scored on an errant throw by Tarpon's catcher, Jose Gonzalez, to double the Threshers' lead. Tampa took the lead by scoring five runs in the fifth to take a 5-2 lead. The Threshers struck back in the sixth, beginning with a leadoff knock from Walton on the second pitch of the frame. He moved to second on a single by Eduardo Tait, and shortly afterward, Raylan Heredia cleared the bases with a three-run home run to tie the game at five. Tampa quickly retook the lead, scoring in the home half of the sixth to make it 6-5. Clearwater had their backs against the wall with two outs in the eighth until Diego Gonzalez extended the frame with a two-out single up the middle off of Tarpon's reliever Jordy Luciano. Gonzalez moved to third on a single by Jared Thomas and scored on a pass ball to tie the game at sixth. Tampa took the lead back in the bottom of the eighth with a two-out RBI single to take a one-run lead into the ninth. The Threshers got a runner in scoring position representing the tying run, but they couldn't move him past second as they fell 7-6. Luciano moves up to 2-3, Avila down to 0-3, and Pacheco getting his first save of the season. 2-1 in the series now for Tampa, but the Threshers with an opportunity to change that in a big way with another 4 o'clock doubleheader tomorrow here at Steinbrenner Field. First pitch of Game 1 will be at 4. Two seven-inning games will follow as the Threshers look to even up the series and some more against these Tampa Tarpons, who have taken two out of the first three games once again. Last time, the Tarpons took two of the first three games of the series. The Threshers responded with four straight wins en route to a first-half championship. Those four wins spurred an eight-game winning streak that helped the Threshers clinch the first half. You'll have to see what they do tomorrow, though. We don't have the probables just yet. All I can tell you is that our pregame show starts around 4 as we get ready for the Twin Bill. 7-6, the final. Tarpons take the win on Friday night, and I'll be back tomorrow with a coverage on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you all for tuning in to the game. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the fantastic production crew on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank you all for tuning in today's game, and we'll see you for the doubleheader at 4 o'clock sharp tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and enjoy your Friday night.